Happy Memorial Day, everyone! Remembering those American soldiers who have gave the ultimate sacrifice, their life in the military service. It's great, you guys. Welcome to the Real America Independent Radio Station. I'm your host, DJ CO1, kicking it here with my co-host on Memorial Day.
Happy Memorial Day, guys. This is Nate the Great.
Hey, it's beautiful Monday, May 28th, 2018, time 7 o'clock sharp. You're listening to The Rilla Radio Show, putting independent music into listeners' ears. A Rilla countdown to Christmas continues today, 210 days until Christmas. First things first, we'll cover our featured artist every week and play the Rilla featured track of the week. Next, we're going to go over our five topics of the day. Ladies and gentlemen, here is today's Rilla Topics of the Day. First off, we'll have the Rilla Opinion of the Day.
And after that, we're going to have the Rilla Member of the Day.
Third, we'll have the Rilla Hilarious Story of the Day.
And next, we'll have Rilla Chumps of the Day.
Fifth and final, we'll have the Rilla Scary Story of the Day. We want to thank all of our listeners today for tuning in and all the artists that have provided their acts to the Rilla Radio. You can catch up all today's Rilla Reddit stories at forforilla.com/Rilla Radio.
And as always, guys, submit your music to the Rilla Radio Station. Your music can be featured each week. And here's CO1 with the Featured Artist of the Week.
Thanks, Nate. Today's Rilla Featured Artist of the Week is Modern Day Outlaw from Terramac, Florida. The new age of Southern metal is here. Loud and aggressive, melodic, and in your face. With Southern roots and the love of multiple genres of music, Modern Day Outlaw is bringing something new to hard rock and metal fans. Blending heavy sounds with a touch of blues and country, Modern Day Outlaw offers a unique approach to the familiar. The result is a sonic melodic revelry that have crowds of all ages rocking instantly. Whether it is the group's slow southern rock grooves, catchy hooks, or undeniable aggression that appeals to the musical sensibilities, Modern Day Outlaw is proud to share its story with you. And here is your Rilla Radio featured track of the week. It's Modern Day Outlaw, The Ride.
I was summoned from Montgomery. I had my guitar on my back. When a stranger stopped beside me in an antique Cadillac.
He was dressed like 1950, half drunk and hollow-eyed. It's a long walk to Nashville, would you like a ride, son? Sit down in the front seat. He turned on the radio. Them sad old songs coming out of them speakers were solid rock and roll. Then I noticed a stranger was ghost white bare when he asked me for a light. That's when I knew there was something strange about this ride. He said, "Tripta, can you make folks cry when you play and sing? Have you paid your dues? Can you moan the blues? Can you bend those guitar strings? Boy, can you make folks feel what you feel inside? If you're big star man, let me warn you, it's a long, hard ride. Ooh, if you're big star man, let me warn you, it's a dangerous ride." He crowd just south of Nashville, he turned that car around. He said, "This is where you get off, boy, 'cause I'm going back to Alabama." As I stepped out of that Cadillac, I said, "Mister, many thanks." He said, "You don't have to call me Mister, Mister. The whole world calls me Hank. Tripta, can you make folks cry when you play and sing? Have you paid your dues? Can you moan the blues? Can you bend those guitar strings? Boy, can you make folks feel what you feel inside? If you're big star band, love you, want you, it's a fucked up ride."
featured artist of the week. I want to say thanks for submitting and sharing your tracks with us. We look forward to listening to your music on the Real the Radio. Next up, I'm going to hand it over to Nate to cover our weather and sports.
This is your Real the Radio Sports and Weather Update.
Yeah, buddy. This is your Real the Radio Sports and Weather Update. The St. Louis Cardinals are now in third place in their division as they got swept today by the Milwaukee Brewers by a final score of 8-0. They take on the Brewers again tomorrow night, and the first pitch happening around 6:45. In other news, LeBron James and the Cleveland Cavaliers once again made it to the NBA Finals and will take on the winner of the Rockets and Warriors game that takes place tonight at 8 p.m. Also, Game 1 of the Stanley Cup Playoffs takes place tonight as the Vegas Golden Knights take on the Washington Capitals. And for your weather update, right now we're at 88 degrees with a low tonight of 66. Tomorrow will be cloudy for most of the day with a high of 86 and a low of 68. And that's your Relo Radio Sports and Weather Update.
Thanks, Nate. Hey, everyone. Normally, this is our time of the show where we get to our Relo Local News by Melissa Meske. This week, she is in the process of a move from one town to the next. So we will give her an excused absence this week. There will be no Relo Local News, but we will look forward to more Relo Local News from Melissa Meske next week. In the meantime, we're going to get some extra independent music in. We're going to enjoy a track by Disguise the Limit, The End. opinion of the day, real listeners. What would you consider to be a wasted life? What would you consider to be a wasted life is the real opinion question of the day. Real listeners, we're going to open up the phone line for the show at 314-310-1832. That's 314-310-1832. Give us a call and share your opinion. We're going to play a quick tune and check the phone lines. And when we get back, we'll come back with our real opinions, me and Nate's. And if anybody calls in, we'll talk to them about their opinion of what would you consider to be a wasted life. I got a track here by the Black Cadillac Kings, Riding to St. Louis. We'll be right back, guys.
Tropical depression blowing out the Gulf. Bikers under a bridge, and then they rode off. They were riding to St. Louis to bring a soldier home through the wind and the rain, so he wouldn't be alone. Biker in Illinois, I asked them why they rode. The sun died in Afghanistan, America's longest war. They were riding to St. Louis to bring a soldier home through the wind and the rain, so he wouldn't be alone.
Their lives in the military service. Happy Memorial Day, guys. We are back from our break. And the real opinion question is, what would you consider to be a wasted life? I believe if you're not feeding your brain with new information, you just get stagnant, you know? It's just like a still pond that doesn't move and grows the real gunk and that green algae on it. You know, that's what your mind does. If you don't keep it active, it'll get stagnant. Gunk on it. That's just kind of how I picture things. And you don't keep it active and learn new things. You know, you got to have positive challenges in your life, and they will expand your mind. And you know, don't send it backwards. Keep feeding it new information and feeding your brain in new challenges. You know, what's your opinion on a wasted life, Nate?
A wasted life to me is probably someone, you know, having so much potential on something. Don't matter what it is. I never actually doing it. You know, myself, I'm a person that sometimes procrastinates, you know, like a lot of people do. And some people tend to do that, and the years go by, and then they end up never doing the things that they're good at. People often have the mentality of, I'll always have time to do it in the future. And then they, before they know it, it's already too late, and you don't do what you're good at, you know, and you waste your time.
Yeah. You know, I think we talked about that a few weeks back.
Mm-hmm.
When it uses your life to the fullest, and especially with mortality. Yeah. We had, I think that was quite the question last week. You know,
because unfortunately, we only have one life.
Yeah,
so.
You have one life. Feed your brain with positive energy and positive information, and keep it going. We want to appreciate everybody listening to the Real Opinion of the Day. Next up, we're going to get to our second topic of the day, the Team Real Member of the Day.
Now you're messing with the OG. Now you're messing with the OG.
You are the Team Real Member of the Day.
Real Member of the Day, yo.
Congratulations, you're the Team Real Member of the Day. Sign up today to be the next Team Real Member of the Day with DJ CO1.
This is DJ Nate the Great for Team Real Member of the Day. Yeah, buddy.
Sign up today at 4forrilla.com to be your next Team Real Member of the Day.
All right, guys. This is Nate the Great again. And congrats to Jill Furlong as she's the Team Rilla Member of the Day. Me and DJ CO1 want to say thanks for listening to the Rilla Radio Show. Sign up today to be the next Team Rilla Member of the Day at 4forrilla.com. And now CO1 is going to cover our Rilla Hilarious Story of the Day. Yeah, buddy.
Yeah, we're going to get to the Hilarious Story of the Day. Evidence. Cops face charges over edible pot. Toronto officers allegedly ate pot edibles from raid on a dispensary. Things have gone from bad to worse from two Toronto police officers accused of eating up the evidence. Marijuana edibles while on duty in January. Officers Vittorio Dominelli, 36, and Jamie Young, 35, have been arrested for attempting to obstruct, pervert, and defeat the course of justice by destroying or converting to their own use evidence, the Toronto police say in a news release. The charges stem from the officers participating in the raid on a local marijuana dispensary. A police spokesman says, and the day of the incident started routinely enough with the officers conducting surveillance, but while on duty, they allegedly ate marijuana edibles believed to have come from dispensary police had raided in the recent days, and they began hallucinating. Oh my gosh.
Huh.
I don't know, but I've never hallucinated off anything like that, but you know, I got some softies there maybe.
Yeah.
And that, folks, is your real hilarious story of the day. We're going to take a quick break, and when we return, we'll announce our fourth topic of the day. I'm going to play a quick track by the Undecided, Bonfire, coming your way.
I gotta get high.
Welcome back, guys. That was The Undecided. The song was Bonfire. Thanks for listening to the Rella Radio Show, guys. And we're about to start with our fourth topic, the Rella Chump of the Day.
The Rella Chump of the Day. The Rella Chump of the Day.
Guys, on this article of Rella Chump, man of New York was about to do a carjacking, but if you're going to do the crime, then put in the time and know what you're getting yourself into.
Hey, buddy.
The New York native had seen a guy pull up to a store and left his car running while he went inside. So obviously the other man decided to get into the car and drive off. What he didn't realize is that the car was stick shift and he in fact did not know how to drive one. So by the time he knew he couldn't hijack the car, the man already came outside and confronted him and held him down until the police arrived. And that's your Rella Chump of the Day. Tune in next week for the next Rella Chump of the Day.
That real smart GTA guy there doesn't even know how to drive his manual stick.
Grand Theft Idiots.
Yeah, you can't roll around trying to think you're Billy GTA guy.
That's GTI, man. Grand Theft Idiots.
What were you thinking, man? You got to know how to drive the vehicles first. Morons out there, man. All right, next up, I'm going to get a quick ad here. Jay Boats. One of my favorite bars, head up there. I know he had a big barbecue J-Boat kicking it on Memorial Day.
Grab my.
Hey, real listeners, if you're out on the bike run or doing a poker run, you're on for a cold one, head up on the J-Boat's bar. Daily specials are Sunday, $1.50 cans.
And Monday, you got yourself a $1.50 real drinks.
Tuesday, $2 domestic beer.
Wednesday is a $2 domestic beers.
Thursday, $3 vodka bombs. And J-Boat?
Yeah, but
J-Boat?
All right, everybody, ladies and gentlemen, we're going to get to our fifth and final topic of the day, the Rilla Scary Story of the Day.
Here's your Rilla Scary Stories of the Day!
Rilla Scary Story of the Day is the dancing, rapping, doc-facing malpractice lawsuits. Yeah, you heard it, Rilla listeners. I've seen the videos a few months ago, actually, on YouTube. They got this doctor performing these operations, and they're doing rap videos and karaoke and everything while they're having someone under the operating table. It's since been deleted, YouTube videos of Dr. Window Boot dancing and singing around exposed patients in her operating room are sending chills throughout the patient community, reports say. The Atlantic plastic surgeon can be seen rapping, dancing while holding surgical instruments minus the gloves or the mask and cutting into an abdomen to the beat of the OT Genesis song Cut It. Huh. I mean, it's just that's just absurd, man. I mean, like, what are these people thinking, you know? Like, You're a professional practice, you know, in my eyes, Nate.
That's creepy.
Yeah, it's just really, really scary. Just to get fame on YouTube, I mean, that's just... You know, there's got to be some lawsuits coming up on that one for sure. It says here that Boot uses unqualified staff, misleads patients about procedures, and performs unsafe surgeries, per the Atlanta Journal here. OJ Lipper, 26, is suing on behalf of the mother, and I kind of figured there were going to be some lawsuits. And Tummy Tuck ended up with a permanent brain damage caused by a lack of oxygen after her heart stopped during the 8-hour procedure, it says here in this article. It just blows my mind that they would allow this to go on again, and they would still have their license to practice at all. That is just a crazy, scary story. What do you think about that, man? I mean, that is just...
You'd be surprised at the videos you find on YouTube, man.
For fame. Real listeners, that's it for the Rilla Scary Story of the Week. I want to thank all of our listeners for tuning in today on this Memorial Day special weekend. I want to say thanks to the Modern Day Outlaw and submitting your tracks and tuning in. Great stuff. Tune in next week, June 4th, 2018, for the next Rilla Radio Show. Until then, have a Rilla great week, everybody.